From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Catalonia's government said early Monday that preliminary results show that 90% of voters in Sunday's referendum want the region to declare its independence from Spain. The regional government said 2.02 million of the 2.26 million votes cast were for independence. The Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, said earlier he would unilaterally declare independence from Spain if the outcome showed more than 50% of voters want to succeed. In a televised address after polls closed, he said, "We have gained the right to have a state constituted in the form of a republic." The government of Spain, however, forcefully disagrees. Canadian police have arrested a Somali man who struck a police officer with a car outside a football stadium in Edmonton and then repeatedly stabbed the officer before fleeing the scene. The same man later struck four pedestrians with a moving van during a high-speed chase late Saturday. The Edmonton police chief said the suspect had an Islamic State flag in the car that struck the officer, but officials say it appears he acted alone, the mayor of Edmonton said. "To the best of our knowledge, this was a lone wolf attack. All five victims have been hospitalized with undisclosed injuries. Neither the victims nor the suspect has been publicly identified. The suspect, however, was known to both Edmonton police and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police." This is VOA News. Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosselló said Sunday that the number of Puerto Ricans in shelters following Hurricane Maria has decreased significantly. Rosselló also said the number of U.S. Defense Department personnel on the ground increased to 6,400 Sunday, up from 4,600 just 36 hours earlier. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an apparent terror attack that left two women stabbed to death at the main train station in Marseille, France on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue reports.
A soldier in Marseille has shot dead a man after he stabbed and killed two passers-by at the city's main train station on Sunday. French police sources calling the incident a likely terrorist act, saying the suspect had shouted Allahu Akbar as he carried out his attack. Police cordoned off the area as the country's interior minister tweeted that he was heading to Marseille. France has been in a state of emergency following a spate of attacks by Islamist militants over the last 2 years. In November 2015, 130 people were killed in Paris. And last year, a truck was driven into a crowd celebrating Bastille Day in the city of Nice, killing 86 people and injuring scores more.
To mark the International Day of the Older Person, the World Health Organization is calling for a new integrated approach to meet the health needs of an aging population. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
By mid-century, the World Health Organization reports 1 in 5 people in the world will be age 60 or older. As people age, it says they are likely to be afflicted with numerous health problems. WHO Department of Aging and Life Course Director John Beard says older people probably will have more than one chronic disease at the same time. He says knowing how to treat these complex conditions is challenging.
It's been demonstrated that integrated care that's oriented around a holistic assessment of the individual provides much better outcomes than just health services which respond independently to specific conditions every time somebody presents with them. And so one of the things we're trying to emphasise is the need to develop these systems of integrated care and chronic care.
The World Health Organization says the health of older people would improve if all ailments were taken into consideration when an individual seeks relief for one specific illness or disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.